Well, I took a load of stuff to the west, so we're trying to get the rest of the stuff done so that I can do the final report for the one grant. And that'll, then we'll go for another, one. But, gotta finish the first one. But, no, I think it'll, I hope when we get that one camera up in Mackinac, that would be nice, but, oh well, the network's in place first, and the repeaters are moving over it. And look, we even added MI5 coverage up there.
Yeah, it's cranking. I'm working the camera angle. I sat in the Emmett County Hazard Mitigation Planning meeting last week, which, oh, that was riveting. Watching paint dry seems like a spectator sport when you sit in one of those. But one of their propositions was they wanted to talk about building some fire towers for spotting, you know, wildfires and whatnot. And some people were like, well, that's kind of dumb, you know. And I said, well, hey, you know, we're proposing to put up some of these really nice PTZ cameras on some of the tower sites, and that might kind of fill some of those holes when you're trying to look for things. So, and they like that idea.
So out in California, there's a project that one of the universities did. They actually did. There's a project out west a couple of universities have done out in California, and then they've set up, instead of using PTZs, they've got north, south, east, west, basically. So you get the 360 with four cameras, and they have those set up on towers, up on ridges and things, but, and use that, that's how they do their spotting with some of that stuff. And detection and such with those. Instead of PTZs, they use that. That way you always have the 360 going on. I can't remember the name of it. I can look it up because CAL FIRE took that data and integrated it into ATAC. And so on the CAL FIRE ATACs, you can take that stuff and pull up any of those cameras right inside the integration on ATAC.